Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. He was often described as one of America's leading Black composers. His name? Ulysses Kay. He was born into a musical family in Tucson, Arizona in 1917. As a matter of fact, if you look for information about Ulysses Kay, the name King Oliver often comes up. That's Joe Oliver, a cornet player and bandleader who was a mentor and teacher of the Louis Armstrong. Joe Oliver was the uncle of Ulysses Kay, and even though their music was worlds apart, their influence and success in the world of music was similar. During his career, Ulysses Kay composed around 140 works, including operas, orchestral pieces, choral pieces, chamber works, and music for dancers. The Overture for Orchestra of New Horizons is one of his most noted pieces. He completed it while he was still in the Navy during World War II. It was premiered in 1944 by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. In 1958, Kay was a member of the first delegation of composers sent to the Soviet Union. He served in the Cultural Educational Technical Exchange Agreement with the U.S. Kay discovered Russian composers had a thing for jazz. So he took along recordings of Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, Louis Armstrong, and Johnny Richards, to name a few. After one session, a young classical composer improvised Take the A-Train on the piano. When Kay asked, "Hey, where'd you learn that?" The young composer replied, "Oh, we hear a lot of good jazz on The Voice of America." In 1976, Ulysses Kay was commissioned to write an opera for the American Bicentennial. It was called Jubilee, and it was based on the struggle for Black freedom in the Civil War. His last opera, Frederick Douglass, was completed in 1985. It paid tribute to Douglass, a leader in the abolitionist movement, which sought to end the practice of slavery before and during the Civil War. The thing that strikes me the most about the life of Ulysses is that he was always a student of music. Ulysses earned a degree in music education from the University of Arizona. He also earned a master's degree in composition from the Eastman School of Music. He was often described as one of America's leading Black composers. Ulysses Kay accepted that description as an honest attempt to recognize his contribution to American music. And that contribution was mighty. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistants from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.